Greetings everyone, and this is Char. Welcome back to the Just Ask Char Advice channel. If you have a question for advice, just send it to justaskchar@gmail.com. Today I have a letter from a young lady, and I'm ready to get right on into it. She writes, "Hello, I have a fan question. I have been burned badly by many different men in my life, and this last guy who I have known for quite some years. We only dated half a year though. We lived an hour apart, but we have always had a strong connection, or so I thought. He dumped me via text message. We both are in our 30s and we have children, not together. Anyway, after dumping me through text message saying that he was damaged and no good for anyone and I deserve the best, I was immediately blocked on everything. Then I find out that he is already living with someone else and was in a relationship on Facebook not even a week after dumping me. He swore up and down he didn't cheat, and the above reasons are why he dumped me. Through text, mind you. My question is, I don't think the other woman fully knew about me, and I am wondering if I should text her and tell her who he is living with. She has two daughters. One of them is extremely sick." Thank you so much for your letter. I'll answer that question for you immediately, and the answer is no. Now I have some questions for you, and these questions are for you to think and to reflect and hopefully to help you grow. How do you know about this woman, let alone her children? How do you have this woman's phone number? How did you find out that he is already living with someone else and is in a relationship not even a week after not seeing you anymore? And a question I really want you to reflect on is, how do you know what your ex-boyfriend is doing after the relationship is over, but you didn't know what was going on while in the relationship? Now that last question, yes, it can be tricky, but if you think about it, it's to make you think either you weren't paying attention, or maybe you focused too much on other things, and your woman's intuition was silent some. So something happened there. You mentioned that you were badly burned by different men in your life, including this guy. Now, when you said that, from what you have described, the guy didn't burn you. He just ended the relationship. Now, if you're looking at the fact that he moved on and considered that as being burned, no. There was something between you guys that he didn't think was going to work out for him. And maybe his situation is more stressful than you think it is. If you're saying that the guy is living with someone, he may be in a situation that he has to. Who knows? Maybe he's paying child support and the man's check is garnished, he doesn't have the funds, he'll have lost his job, anything. But he's doing whatever it is for him. But none of that is your concern. He's no longer with you. And that's why I posed those questions. And I just want you to really reflect and think about that. If you think you were badly burned by him, then wouldn't you want to just get away from him and not wonder about him? You mentioned that you don't think the other woman fully knew about you. Why is that important? Is that your way of wondering, wow, if someone knew about me, they would have warned me? That's not necessarily so, and that's not your assignment. That's not important for you to do. In the letter, you mentioned that he said you deserve the best. Do you think that about yourself? Do you think you deserve the best? And it's clear here in the letter that you think that he burned you. He did something bad. And I'm not understanding why you would take time out, because I know time was used. I don't know all the resources that you use to find out this information, but you've used time and energy to go behind someone or search about someone that you're not in a relationship anymore, whether he emailed you, texted you, or told you face to face. And I'm going to give you a tip here. You mentioned that you've known each other for some years. Well, I'm going to tell you, that guy knows you, and he knew enough to block you from all his social media. It was a reason for that. Now, I don't know if you were the type that would call, even though he would tell you that he was going to be busy and he'll call you when he's done, or call you the next day and you just ignored that. Those things I don't know. But there are some things that I really want you to reflect on and see what went wrong. What did you allow? Where the ball was dropped? But something happened there. I'm going to repeat again, you mentioned that you were badly burned. If you're hurting, and I don't know how you're feeling, but that's how you written it, that you were badly burned. This is the time that you take to heal. Take a break. Figure out what went wrong. Figure out how to move ahead. You have children, so for you to date and have children in your 30s is going to be different than someone in their 30s, a woman with no children. So your preparation, it's going to take you a little longer to prepare for the future. And I mean that in a relationship type way. So please don't spend your time going behind an ex. It's not worth it. Just reflect on what you know, your experiences, to see how you can do things differently. Whether you were in the wrong, he was in the wrong, you both was wrong, whichever the situation was, reflect on it. See what can be improved, what you can improve on. It doesn't matter what he can improve on. You're not with that person anymore. But while you're reflecting on the past relationship, and that's where I really want you to start at, reflect on that relationship. What changed when the difference between the 6 months you dated and when you've known each other for years. You mentioned that you all lived an hour apart. Did that really make a difference in the relationship that you all had? You mentioned that there was a strong connection that you always had, at least you thought. What was that strong connection? What did you consider a strong connection? Because something happened along the way. I don't know what's going on, but your intuition has been minimized. And that could be because you spend too much time in one area, looking up behind something that you should not focusing on something more positive, a lack of balance between relationship and family, something. I'm not quite for certain, but just think and compare what went wrong. What was the difference? What was going on? The only thing important here is for you to be a better person so you can make better decisions, so you can have healthy relationships. I hope you concentrate on those things, reflect, regroup. Maybe stay out of social media a little bit. Maybe you're concentrating a little bit too much there. But take care of yourself. And I wish you the best. Thank you, everyone, for tuning back in to Just Ask Char. If you have an email for advice, again, you can send it to me at justaskchar@gmail.com. And who knows? Your letter could be the next letter that I read. And until the next letter, peace.